So Mishnah starts here. Bein makasha leid v'etzi obras yada v'etzi amutam achila. So the Mishnah says that by Bimei Kasha Leila, the Gemara ends up saying that first of all, what are we talking about here? Bimei Kasha Leila, Zaktashi B'Shas Shchita. So the Maram and the other Achronim say, what does B'Shas Shchita mean? B'Shas Shchita means because obviously, if the animal's born, then if the animal's born, then there's no issa on the Eivor Yotze. Why is no issa Yotze if the animal's born? Let's say it's only legabi the shchita sa'im. That's what Rashi's saying. Pshat shchita is only legabi the shchita sa'im. So pashat pshat, if the animal is born, then the mechitzas of the mother, v'chol not its mechitzas that were matir it. So it's not considered a yitzia b'chlal. Which is Derek Agav, this is not Lakuli Alma. The Rambam says that if the Aver, he agrees that if in the birth process it was Moitzi the Aver before the Rosh, then it's still going to be Mutter. But the Rambam holds that if it was Yoitze, the Aver, and then Choizer, then born, once it was Chal Yitzi on the Aver, not part of the Leda process, once it was Chal Yitzi on the Aver is also, even if the animal is born later. This is the way the Kesef Mishnah brings down from the Kolboy that he learned the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah argues, but Rambam Shita. So this Maram is not like Kol Yalma.
Even though it was part of the Mekash Leda.
What?
It was part of the
but then it was Baltal the Leda. And it went back in. So then there was Chal Yitzi. And at that time, that was still the Mechitza Sa'im. So it's also. We have in the sugya here that it could be that even there's a shaila. What would be if you shechted the uber after the shechita of the mother, and can you shecht the uber again to matter the aver? Such a dal siman, whatever. But one of the reasons maybe you could clear would work is because the mafrei has its own shechita, so therefore it doesn't need the mechitzaim. You see that as far as not in the Rambam. Okay, but anyway, it's not what I want to talk about. But it's a good idea. So the Gemara goes on and wants to know. So if basav asad the treifel or sechelu kivin shatz basav chutz mechitzasay nesar and it's nesar even if it's chazar according to Rav that we pass in according to Rav. The Gemara at the end brings a brisa that says that chazar does work. So Gemara wants to know what's the nafkamin of chazar. So Gemara learns sechel makom chatach that the chiddush of chazar is negia to the makom chatach. So Rashi, if you read Rashi, the way Rashi sounds like, to Ashur says, Klari like speaks out, and Simin Yadalit over here, and Sifkatan Tess speaks out very clear what Rashi wants. It's very clear that there's two dinim, that there's a din basa basa, the trefa lo sechelu, and that's chal with the yitzi alachotz, and if you're subject to that din, it's not moil chazara. So the Aver has the din of basa yoytze, and even if you're machzer it, it's aser. But the machin kachatach never went pachot, so it's not chal on it, yeso basa basada. But mice being al sfas arechem is not called being ba behema, which is the pasuk, which is mechadish, that's the whole din over here. It's a ribu in the pasuk of kol ba behema techilu. Memela, it's not bachlal ba behema, the you could dan that the makom chatach is not considered bachlal ba behema, because it's al sfas arechem. Memela, if it stays there, b'shah shchita, it's not going to be considered b'chutz, it's not a treva, but it's not going to be considered b'behema. Memela, it's also. But since it was never b'chutz, it's moil chazar on that. And if the eber is mukhzar, so the makom chatach ends up being mutter, because now it's b'behema. So the Ran, Chedush Aran, asks on Rashi, I don't understand this hagdar, because l'chayra, what does it mean that he's b'chutz? What's the din of being b'chutz? Din of being b'chutz is you have to get fresh air. That's the issur. You have to run around and get fresh air. What's the din of being b'chutz? It was a yitziah from being b'chlal, the mechitzas which are matter. So, frek t'chidush yaran, if being asas rechem is not considered being in the mechitzas, then that's guva yitziah from the mechitzas. So, in a chami, very nice, you have two dinim, and you split it up, and it's gvaldik, and two dinim. But gufa, not being Baba Hema is enough to make you be Bachotz. Because then you're not in the Mechitzas. That was the Yetzir Bachotz and Mechitzas. So for the Ran, how could Rashi say that it's not Bechlal Basada? So the Ran learns that it's Gias HaKosav. The Chazar works from Paris and Paris is Hechzir. And then Hechzir is a Gilei that we darshan on the Mokum Chatach that it works. Okay. So, that's the Ran. That was the Ran's Kasha on Rashi. What's Pshat? The Rashi says that it's not Baba Hema. Why isn't it Bechlal Yitzir Gufa? Because it's not being Baba Hema. Now, Bechlal, this whole idea that not being Baba Hema is a problem, L'chora is not such a Svara. Not such a Svara like that. Because it's not just Stama Svara Pshuta. First of all, because you would say, is that B'derach Klal, when you have a Shechita, which obviously is going to depend on the rest of the parak, how we learn the whole heter of the Uber B'me'ei Imoy, if it's done like a heter Ba'alma that's magically Chal on everything inside the animal, or if it's being Chal, some sort of Dinei Shechita on the Uber. The whole parak about this. But the point is that L'chora, when you Shechta an animal, you're not Shechting each and every Aver. Shechting the behema, bechlalius, shechting the aver, and the heter is now to behema shchuta. If there's no leida and there's a din that the heter shchita of the mother is chal on the behema, and this aver is part of behema, it's not chal leida on it until you hold till leida levarim. So it's not chal leida on it. So it's still bets and part of the animal. It's mishtayach to the rest of the animal. It's mishtayach to being bifnim. So l'chora in svara you wouldn't say it's not a pasha the svara. You'd say, oh, it's outside. It's not nichal on the heter. In svara in the stomach you'd say punk fakir. And Svara, you would say that it is Bechlal the Heter, because the Shechita is being Chal on the Behema, and this is still part of it, still Tafel to it. No need necessarily to be physically Nimtza inside. The Heter inside is a Chiddush, that the animal Bechlalos gets the Heter Shechita. Once the animal Bechlalos is getting the Heter Shechita, even the Ivarim of it would also be Nechal Bechlal the Heter Shechita. The Lashon of the Tavor Shar, I'm a little like, I don't remember where I saw it just now this morning, that this is a Yalfusa. This idea of that you have to be Baba Hema maybe is a Yalfusa that we see since on the Makom Chatat, there's a drasha that sometimes it works. It's not necessarily, it's a meat in the pasuk. It's not a pasha of Savara necessarily, this that Rashi's saying. But not only is it not a pasha to Svara, and I could have heard Fakert in Svara, L'chora there's still a Raya Fakert, that it's not true. That it's not true that you have to be physically Bechal the Behema to be included in the Shechita. Because the Gemara brings down Machalikas from Meir and the Chachamim, and the Machalikas from Meir and the Chachamim says that what happens if you have on the Eber Ayotze, so there's an Issa trade, but you can't eat it. So, the Remeir holds, has a din of a nevela, or Eva Minachai, Rashi says on 9 days. Nevela means it's a tum of nevela, which means Eva Minachai. So it's a tum of Eva Minachai, and it's taken up called the Shechita, because it's Bachutz. But the Chacham say it's Kamaga Trefa Shechuta, which means that really the Shechita is being called in the Eva to be Metaharit. The Tahara of the Shechita that it away from the Behema and on the Uber is Chal also on the Eva. So the Eva is Tar. And it has the status of a trefer shchuta, which is tar. Everyone wants to know, what does it mean, maga trefer shchuta? Maybe it's a gabi kachim, whatever the tumah derabanan of a trefer is. But be yisoidai, it's 100% tar. So if this idea is a svara, that the whole shchita of the mother only applies to whatever is physically inside, the shchita of the rabanan doesn't make sense. We have to understand, what is the shchita of the rabanan? How could it be maga trefer shchuta? How did the trefis, how did the shchita moil for the eva? Prima Gadim asks this question. So the what would be mashma? Would be the opposite. Really in Svara, you would say that just because he's outside, it does not limit him from being shy to the Aver, to the Shechita, because he's part of the Uber inside. I mean, part of the Uber inside makes him shy to the Shechita. That's him, even the Aver. And that's what Chomol. Remeir is. It's a very complicated sugya 9 days. Exactly what the Shechita Remeir is. Shechita Isa Nipol or Remeir Gufa learns from Trefa a tifer, a hafka, that it's takana b'chal shechita. But the idea that without that, you just say, well, you're not b'chal b'mehima, it's a svar pshuta, it's not so posh. So it's choizer to go back to Rashi. So what's Rashi saying? What does Rashi mean necessarily that it's not b'mehima? It's next to dina, whatever. So everything's in the Ran's kasha, the chacham seem to be saying not like that. Ad kedei kach, by the way, that the prima godim lemaisa learns, the Rashi is only saying what he said over here in the Meir. He's not saying it in the Chacham. This Rashi is not in the Chacham. That's prima godim says. There's two more points. So there's a Gemara later. I was trying to mazarz on to see it a little bit. The Gemara on Tzalach Tesamad Aleph, there's a Hemshech in the Sugya of Yishlei the Levarim. The Gemara is a Shiloh. It's a little complicated Gemara there, but it's a short Gemara. So the Gemara has a Shiloh there, Boyer of Chananya, Hoitzi Uber Es Yodei Ba'azara, Mau. If he's Moitzi Uber Es Yodei Ba'azara, what's the din? It means to say, basically, the Gemara is saying that the Azara is provide some sort of Mechitzis, Materis, on the Uber. Some sort of level of machitzas amatira is on the Uber. So, memela, Dr. Ashi, what's the mahu? Dr. Ashi, mahu liyo isloi choymas ha'azara machitza lahatira b'shchitza sayim. It's very simple. It's a motive called shchitza sayim because it's not considered that it left its machitzas. Mahu migu d'avi machitza l'gabi kotshem avinam l'gabi dai. It's l'maisis misyaches to these machitzas, this Uber. So it's considered that it's less of a yitziah. So since it's still b'chlal, it's machitza samatiris. It never had a real yitziah. Oidilma l'gabi dai lav machitzahi. Or, why the machitza Uber ima? You know, the fact that it also has machitzas outside the Uber, it doesn't mean that it wasn't afka from the machitzas of the aim. So then the Gemara goes on and says, why are you clearing that? We declare a tifer, a broader shayla, or a more mechudish dika shayla of mechitzis Yishalayim, which is partially a bigger shayla, because mechitzis Yishalayim are only mechitzis for the carbon to eat it, not mechitzis for shchita, because even in Shlomim, you can't shecht in Yishalayim, you can only eat in Yishalayim. So mil is mechitzis for achilu, not for shchita. So let's clear over there. Now she gives a whole megillah how to explain what the Gemara wanted to say over there. And he says that the shayla was, in the man number yesh leid alei varim v'lo mahani chazara. Okay, so the Rosh Yosef sums up the Marsha very nicely because it's a hard Marsha, Marsha Maram, and in this Yisoy that we're saying the Marsha or whatever the Yisoy of the Gemara Marsha Maram maybe agree to, but the way Marsha learns the Gemara is that the first Shiloh was a regular Shiloh, hutze uber es yodai, and it's still outside. The yad is still outside, and you shecht the mother. So is a mutter because it never left the mechitzas ayim. It never left the mechitzas of the azar. So it's still bechal. It's mechitzas hamatiris. The next shayla, Rashi had to be creative to figure out the shayla because what's it negay Yerushalayim? Well, you can't shecht in Yerushalayim. So it's like so. Terah says you put it back in to the azar. So then it's like a chazara. And if you hold ein leid alayvarim, so you could always be machzir. So he had to put in yesh leid alayvarim. So Mamela, you were matzah, but really the Shaila is Negea, even if the Aver is still outside. Rashi says, if you saw the Rashi says you put the Aver, the Behema was matzah, the Aver. So like Moshe, because it's a mitzvah, you're gonna walk around with a Uber moving it from the Azar, from Yishlein back to the Azar with one Aver sticking out, it's awkward. So Mamela obviously was matzah it. But it's not, you don't need the Chazar, it's not the point. So let's say Zokt Rashi, according to the Marsha and the Maram, that the case, the shayla of the Gemara over here is that you shechted the behema with an aver sticking out, and maybe it's mutar b'havi the shechitas aim because it never had a yitzia from its mechitzas because the mechitzas of the azar protected that's still considered in its mechitzas. So shayla is what happened to the behema. L'chayra, if there's a mitziyazdik idea that you have to be inside the behema to be nechal on the shechita, so maybe you don't have basav asadet, so it would be negeh chazara maybe. We negate chazara that it's not considered yitzil gabi chazara, but the Marsha and the Maram are saying klar that the sugi is not about chazara. It's meduyik and Rashi like that. Rashi didn't even bring chazara until the second shayla, and over there they're saying it was lav dafka. But how could it be that the
Rashi clears in the same Rashi basa basada,
right?
saying the shas about Babahim?
No, I'm saying we don't care about Babahim, obviously. I'm saying, as long as you're not pasada, all of a sudden it's mutter. We don't care that it's not inside physically. If this thing was a svara pshuta, that you have to be babahema in order to be nichlal, so this gemara is Rav Sanhedrin. So you would say, oh, savior, because Rashi says in the second Rashi, you're machzer the aver. So I'm saying the Marashon and Maram say it's lav dafka. That's not the point. And it's meduyik like that because in the first Rashi, when he's showing back the Ikhashayla, he didn't bring that in. Bechlal. So it means it's klar, they can have a case that the aver is sticking out of the mother, but it's still mutter because it's not called basar basada. So how in the world this is worse than makam chatach? How could this be better than makam chatach? It's mamash sticking out of the animal. But nervous, it's not basada. So makam chatach is worse than that. So it's tamu. I didn't see anyone really ask this question, but just to bring out the point, the Rishi Yosef when he sums up the Marsha, he says, "The boys are misparish a shapir." The Ikar Shaila is the Gvaldic. Umi Boyulei, I have a mechitza, le mehavi nami be babahema, kimishla hoitzi klav mechitza zima. If you never left, you're still going to be needed as babahema. You're not babahema. Huh?
I should have said the first time, though. I should
have said the guy. No, I understand. I'm just saying, is that it's not a physical being babahema, is what I'm saying, because he's still outside. So, there's a Rashi later, that says like this. There's a Gemara on Daf Tzadi Tes that I think I got it originally from the Prima Gaudim, but there's a Rish Yosef on that Gemara. I don't know who stole through this Gemara originally. I saw it on Prima Gaudim, maybe. That the Gemara over there on Tzadi Tes is talking about the din of Zorei B'Sheila and the El Nazir. So this is El Nazir. The El Nazir, you cook it with the Zorei B'Sheila, with the Zorei. The Zorei goes to the Kohen, the El goes to the Yisrael. And the Gemara wants to learn out that why is the ayal mutter to the Yisrael? The ayal is being cooked with the Zeraya. So the Gemara says the Zeraya is less than 60. Batal b'shishim, batal b'meya. We learn out from here, halachis, how the tam is batal in the ayal. The tam of the Zeraya is batal in the ayal. But the Gemara says not everyone learns out everything from Zeraya b'sheila to chulin. So it says, zehu heter mechalis, and there's a chiddush in this parsha. So the Maroim argue, there's something mutter in Zorei B'Sheila that's a chiddush in the parish of Zorei B'Sheila. So the Gemara goes through four man d'amrim. What is the chiddush in the parish of Zorei B'Sheila that we're matir that is mutter in Zorei B'Sheila and Asher and Chulin? So Amar Ravina and Tavtzadi Tesem and Aleph. Tali Pshat. Ravina Amar Lenitzcha El Lamakam Chatach. The chiddush of Zorei B'Sheila is that by Zorei B'Sheila the Makam Chatach of the Isle is mutter in Yisrael. In Kol Tzar Kula, the Makam Chatach would have been Aser. The Amar Makam Chatach Ba'alma Aser, Achashari, Akan the Gemara. So what does it mean that the Makam Chatach Ba'alma is Aser? What's this halacha? The Makam Chatach Ba'alma is Aser. Zogt Rashi. El Makam Chatach. The Ba'alma B'chol Iser V'heter HaMechubarim. Kigoyin Hoitzi Ha'uber Es Yadoy. And here's another example, Avram and Dovah. Kulan Asurin, that Makam Chatach by our Sugya is Asur. And by Yisrael B'Sheila, it's Motor. This is the Chiddush of Heter Mechlal Iser. So, first to Rish Yosef, what Shaykh is to the whole Sugya? According to Rashi, in Daf Tzar, Rashi and Samaches, that the issue of Makam Chatach is that it's not Babahema, so it's an independent, it has its own Iser. It's not because it's Samach L'Iser, it's not Heter Mechlal Iser. Makom Chatach is a problem because it's not Babahema. So Mamela, that's its own sugya. You're going to learn from there that really Makom Chatach of the Zorei B'Sheila should have been Aser. But Kamash will learn the Pasuk that it's Motor. What's the Shaykhis? So say, is this Gemara saying that the Makom Chatach is Aser because it's Nidoin Bahadei, the part that was Yoitze? It's Nidoin with the part that's Yoitze. Since it's Nidoin with the part that's Yoitze, so Mamela, it's really Aser. And it's a Makar to call it to Arkula that really, if you want to know, you have. Mestama, it's not stam kedei klipa, because I think Chum Sefer says in this Gemara that stam is like the bli only went till here, so that's where it went. It's talking about that there's a din on the whole thing. There's a din, we're donning the whole thing together. So a behemoth is one thing, an isle is one thing. And then there's different parts of it, so that's what we're talking about. So the Zeraya the Makom Chatach, the Zohar goes here, the aisle goes here, and the Makom Chatach is a chiddush that we put it together with the Heter part, not with the Asher part. By an Uber, it also is one thing of an Uber. Part of it was Yoytzei, part of it wasn't Yoytzei. So the Makom Chatach is a Makar, we have a Pasuk, Yalfinan from a Pasuk of Parsa, Chazar, that if it goes back, it's Mutar, but if it doesn't go back, it's Asher, it's a Yafusa, Taisa says. Taisa on that Gemara says it's a Yafusa, Yalfinan. The Nafkalon, that Makom Chatach is also Chotar Kula, from Parsa Hechzir, that without Chazar it's Asher. That means that we see from there Yisoid, that we put the Makom Chatach with the part of the, we Mishtayich it to the part that's Asher, not to the part that's Mutar. So Lachor Frank Tarshish is often a steer in Rashi. This is a Kol Yizikadin, Makom Chatach, and Lachor Blinshtim, with what Rashi says over here, it's Baba Hema. This is Rashi 7 Daf Samach Tes. He doesn't answer it. In the Prima Godim, Mishpat Zav, in Yadalad, in Mishpat Zav Beis, over there he says, as I mentioned before, where there's a din of Baba Hema is a Machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim. So merely here, actually, with Masver, according to Rameir, that there's no din of Baba Hema. And Rameir is being Masver like the Rabbanon, that there is a din of Baba Hema. So that, I'm sorry, the opposite. That here, in our sugi, we must look at Rameir, that there is a din of Baba Hema, and that's why it's Maga Trefa, Maga Nevela. And over here, we must look at the Rabbanon. Weird why Rashi would choose to do that, and it's true that the Rabbanon hold of Baba Hema, the Rabbanon don't hold of Baba Hema, but Rameir could hold of Makom Chatach. So like, why'd Rashi skip that? But Prima Godim builds this up. That's so nice. It's a stira in Rashi. So basically, to be masber this point, maybe we could one that la'olam, like we said before, la'olam really is that Baba Hema itself is not a svar pshuta. That just because you're outside, you're not bechlal the shechita. No halacha that you have to be physically inside the Baba Hema. There's such halacha. Be'etzem, you could be outside the Behemah, as long as it's mishtayach to the being inside. And you could dan that Mekoymai is inside, even if he's right now outside. Why would Mekoymai be inside? Because it's an Aver of this Uber, and the Uber is inside, and there's no Leida yet. So Memela, he's not mishtayach himself to be outside. So his Mokim is still inside, he's still Bahadei, he's still Shaykh to the Uber. Even Beteras that he's bechlal the dinam of the Uber. The chiddush of the Gemara over here of Basa Basada is the Basa Basada makes it that he's kaveh and his makim is Basada. The chiddush over here of this pasuk is that there's a chiddush that with the yitzia lachutz it's chal a hafka from the mechitzas that he's shaykh to the sada. He's not shaykh anymore to the mechitzas. So you need a bezundra halacha to tell me this. Now, maybe in the next lashon of the Gemara, we have to get to the next lashon of the Yishleida. Could be you need a teres leida to mafkir yourself on the mechitzas. Maybe that was the shayla. But to be fair, you would have to be klar what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Because Rabbi Yochanan, what does he hold? Does he hold the whole thing as Basav HaSadu, but it's Shaykh Chazara? Does he hold the whole thing is only Baba Hema? He doesn't hold you need Leida. So it could be that Yechanan holds that his Makom is Be'etzim outside, even without a new Chiddush of a Pasuk, a Basa Basada, or without a Teres Leida. Being outside, you're outside. Maybe he holds that being outside, you're already outside. Because it's unclear if Rabbi Yechanan just holds Chazar works, or he holds that, only hold the Pasuk altogether. It's not clear exactly. But you don't need anything special. You don't need anything special to be considered outside. Let's say. But a kopanim, the way we go in Rav, is that Be'etzim, you're not outside. Be'etzim, he's inside the Mechi, he's shaykh to the mother. The Yitzia Lachutz makes it that if he's, that we don a Yitzia from the Mechitzis, and the Torah is Messiachis to that, says there's a Yitzia, we don you basode, we don that you're outside, that's Kiver, his Makom is outside. And that's what's pulling the Aver out. It's not a Svar Pshuta that he's out. Even before Chazara, that says, not the pshat that you only need basa basada, only legabe chazar. It could be you need basa basada be'etzem, because without leida leivarim, it could be that we would say that the eivar is still meshtayach be'etzem to the behemah, and it's only with the Yitzir Lachotz that it's Chal, Basa Basada Trefas, Mechadish Tasa, we could dan, and Mokum of it is Basada.
Huh?
Even
with that Bame.
That's what I'm trying to say. What is the name of the
You see this,
Baba Hema. I don't know what Nagir are going to be Baba Hema. So, if you go like that, so now, and that would be what Rav is saying in the Hemshach Lemar Yesh, Leidel Vam, you need a Torah, Leidel to be Yitzim Bachotz, maybe. But I'll call upon him, that's the Chiddush of Basa Basada that we could, that's what's Kaveh, it's Mokam Bachotz. So, maybe it comes to the Sunyan Samach Tess. So the Sugya and Samach Tes is a gross riot to this. Because the Sugya and Samach Tes says that since the Azar serve as a Mechitza for the Aver, so Mela, there was no Yitzia from its Mechitza Samateir, that's what we saw. So Mela, since there was no Yitzia from Mechitza, and it's not Kaveya, it's Pachotz, it's not Kaveya, it's outside, so Mela, it's Nechal on the Shkita the Aim, being shy out, since the whole Aver is both, so since the whole Behema, the whole Uber is Behema. So Mamela, this Aver is tofel then, it's shaykh to that. So it's nichol on the shkita of the mother. Even if it's out, physically outside the walls of the mother, but it's not, there's no yitzil asada, because the mechitzas of the azar matzil. So Mamela, we done that it's still a, it's in the mechitzas of Mamela, it's not b'chutz, and Mamela, if I can, it's still shaykh to the shkita of the mother. The, a riot to this, is, there's a machlekes. The Rambam in Machos Asuris, Halacha Hey, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel, talks about a shulya. So he says, if there's a shulya, which is like a, you know, part of the leida process, as a shulya comes with the uber. So he says, shulya shatza miktasav, shachat as a behema, in writes a shulya zuk shura bavlad. So part of the shilya goes out, part of it stayed in. So whatever goes out is out, whatever goes in is in, and that's fine. It's not, there's no lay down a shilya. So this is a sugya later, and then the part. So the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says, "I'm Avram Michti. Came on the shilya in oichel. It's not oichel. Pir shabam v'chi. So memela. And if there's another vlad, we don't assume the vlad is in the shilya. So it's pir shabam. It's not a vlad." So, it's all motor. Like kulav lomitzas, it's all motor. It's all motor. So how could it be motor? When I said it's not inside the animal, it came out. That's what the Rambam was saying. So the Levarie says that the pshat in the Ravid is because he's saying pir shabalma means it doesn't have a separate din. It doesn't have a separate halacha. Really, it's not basar. So it's not included in the isser basar basada. It's not basar. It's pir shabalma. So it can't be kiveh on this Hashem of basar basada. So once there's no din of basa basada, so mela it's motor because since the shilya is tofel to the vlad and the vlad is inside, so mela it's motor in the shchitas beim even though it's physically outside. It doesn't matter because it's not basa basada. And the only way to be kaveh yourself outside is with basa basada. That's how Levi lines up this right. Yeah, like, what? Meaning what? Meaning that even if it's usher, you're not going to be like anything?
Doesn't need
heaven.
Doesn't need
heaven.
The bone doesn't need
shechita. No, I don't think he's saying that. Because if the whole thing is right, he's saying with
Yatsam Excelsa.
This is how. I don't think that's true. I think I'm telling you his pshat. just so you later. And it's the last. That's I figure. Because Mukhaim, we're not going to get to it. It's the last Amud in the parish. So, Mamela, if we go with this aside, then it could be. This is a shtickle doichik maybe. Maybe we could say that Pshat and Rashi is that really the oilam, like Rashi says on Tzadi Tes, is that the sort of Yisra Makam Chatach is that it's Samach Leser. It's Heter Samach Leser. Not Stam that he's not Babeim. It's Heter Samach Leser. But what's the sort of Heter Samach Leser? It's not Stam you get an Isser. Is that it's being pulled in two ways. That the pshat is that be'etzem, the leida says, the uber says that it's b'fnim. It is, that its makom is inside. The eva yoytze says that my makom is b'chutz. And even if I come back in, my makom is b'chutz. The eva says my makom is b'chutz. The eva is b'chutz. So if the Eber is b'chutz and the Uber is b'fnim, so memela the makom chatach, it's a din and it's b'chutz. Oh, Rashi is saying like this. Rashi is saying, so the Isser when it's makom chatach, the Isser makom chatach, when the Eber is not choizer, is because of, like Rashi says on Tzadi Tes, it's heter somachal Isser, which means that it gets a din of being b'chutz. But it can only be shlap b'chutz if mitzan atma, it's not b'fnim. So once there's a chazara, so now it's makom is b'fnim be'etzem. If it's makom is b'fnim be'etzem, so now it can't be shlap to being getting a din b'chutz, because it's taka b'fnim. It's only when it's not here or there, so memela, it's not here or there, then it gets shlep mitzad the din of b'chutz as being b'chutz. But if we did chazara on it, so then it's b'behema be'etzem. I'm actually not saying the Isra is that it's not b'behema. I'm just saying it's not b'behema, meaning it's not on its own nigdar as its makom is b'behema. So memela can be pulled in both ways. The din is, even if it's al tzfasarechem, the leida pulls it inside, and the uber pulls it out, the eiver pulls it outside, so then it gets pulled outside after din makom chatach. But if it's taka chazer and it's be'etzem b'behema on its own, it doesn't get pulled outside mitzad the din of makom chatach. Nafkamina of this, Gersa Nafkamina alocha of this shtickle would be that if an eiver on its own went until the Sfasarechem and never left, according to this, it would be mutter, it wouldn't be awesome. Because there's nothing pulling it outside, it doesn't have the Isra Makom Chatach. And even though it's not Sfasa Behema, and it's not Ba Behema, it doesn't matter because it's still Bahadi the thing, and there's no Isra of Trefis outside to pull it to say it has the Isra Makom Chatach.
What about the Gersa Shah?